Lesson 70, Unit 18, 第十八单元第七十课。Now, this lesson is about mountain climbing. 这一课是有关登山的一篇文章。Now, before reading, let's read some questions. Answer the following questions. Why do you think some people like to climb mountains?
你怎么认为一些人呢、非常喜欢登山呢？你对那个一些人非常喜欢登山，你认为是为什么呢？
Where is the world's tallest mountain?
那么世界上最高的山是在什么地方？
Please say something about it.
Okay. As we know,It is very dangerous to climb a mountain.
我们大家都知道登山是非常危险的、
It's very dangerous.
But many, many people like to climb mountains.
但是许多人都喜欢登山。
Why?
为什么呢?
Now, could you tell us in English?
And the second, where is the tallest mountain of the world.
我们世界上最高的山在什么地方?
Yes, in China.
And can you say something about the tallest mountain?
Would you please have a try?
Because it's there.
因为它在那儿。
Now, what does it refer to?
George Mallory.Was an English school teacher who loved climbing.
George Mallory
是一个热爱登山运动的一个英国的老师。
In 1924, Mallory and a team of British climbers tried to get to the top of Mount Chomolungma.The tallest mountain in the world.
1924年的时候 ,Mallory 和一队英国的登山者
,a team of British climber, tried to get to the top of Mount Chomolungma,
试图要登上珠穆朗玛山的山顶。
As we know, Chomolungma is the tallest mountain in the world.
我们都知道珠穆朗玛呢是世界上最高的山。
No one had ever done it before.
这个地方用的过去完成时是因为在 Mallory 和他的那对同伴一起开始登山之前从来没有人做到过。
No one had ever done it before. Mallory had already tried to reach the top of Mount Chomolungma in 1921 and 1922, but he had failed both times.
Mallory 在1921年和1922年他都已经试图去登过珠穆朗玛山顶。这个地方是 tried, 它不是用的 had already reached, 不是抵达过，是试着去登过。说1921年和22年 Mallory 已经尝试着两次想登上珠穆朗玛山顶。
But he had failed both times.
但是这两次他都失败了。
Both times.
That is two times. 在这两次里面他都失败了。
In 1924, he tried again.
于是1924年他再次去试图登上珠穆朗玛山顶。
On June the 8th, 1924, he and another climber, Andrew Evan,were only a few hundred meters from the top of the mountain.
在1924年的6月8号，他和另外一个登山者 He and another climber, Andrew Aaron, were only a few hundred meters from the top of the mountain. 他们两个呢，已经登到了离山顶只有几百米的地方。Only a few hundred meters, only a few hundred meters, 只有几百米的地方了。The other climbers, that is the other members of their climbing team, watched as Mallory and Aaron climbed slowly up towards the top. So the other climbers, here, climbers means the other members of their climbing team,他们登山队的其他的人这时都在观看 watched 观看什么呢就当 Mallory 和 Aaron 慢慢的向山顶爬的时候也就当 Mallory 和 Aaron 慢慢的在登顶的时候其他的队员呢都在看 However the weather was very mistyAnd soon, the two men disappeared into the mists. 然而，这个天气啊，是很大的雾 ,was very misty, 有雾。很快，这两个人就消失在雾中了。And soon, the two men disappeared into the mists. They could never return. 他们再也没有回来。They could never come back. In 1953, Edmund Hillary from New Zealand and Tenzin Norgay from Nepal family reached the top of Mount Chumanama. 在1953年的时候那么 Edmund Hillary和 Tenzin Norgay 就是尼泊尔的和一个新西兰的两个登山运动员最终抵达山顶 Finally reached the top of Mount Chumanama Most people thought that they were the first men to do this But some people wondered whether Mallory and Aaron had got there first当时大多数的人呢都认为这个 Edmund 和那个 Tenzin 就是尼泊尔的 Tenzin 和新西兰的那个 Edmund 他们两个呢是第一批登上山顶的人Most people thought that they were the first men to do this But some people wondered whether Mallory and Aaron had got there first 但是还是有一些人在考虑是否是 Mallory 和 Aaron 他们两个首批登到山顶的呢 Many years later, in 1999, Mallory's body was found on Mount Chumanama, about 600 meters from the top of it. 那么在1999年的时候也就是这个前面的事情发生许多年以后Mallory 的尸体在珠穆朗玛山发现了 was found on Mount Chumanama 那么这个发现它的地方呢是 about 600 meters from the top of it 是离那个珠穆朗玛山顶大约有600米的地方 about 600 meters from the top of it However it's still not known whether heAnd Aaron ever reached the top of the mountain. 因为是在那个离山顶600米的地方发现的，所以，因此，究竟他和 Aaron 是否已经抵达过山顶，还是不得而知。It is still not known. It is still not known. 好，从刚才那个前面的故事我们可以看到Mallory 他是特别热爱登山的一位
英国的教士。他曾经两次想试图登上珠穆朗玛山的山顶都失败了。那么在他最后一次，也就是1924年的时候呢，他已经离山顶只有几百米的距离了。但这个时候呢，突然啊消失在雾中，他和他的一位同伴就在山上失踪。那么几年以后呢，新西兰的一位登山运动员叫 Edmund 和尼泊尔的一位向导啊，他们就登上了山顶。So most people thought that they were the first to succeed in climbing up the top of the Mount Chumunama. 所以大多数人都认为呢，是这两个人呢是首先登上山顶的。But some people wondered whether Mallory and his company was the first to get there. 那么还是有人啊想要知道到是不是这个 Mallory 和他的同伴是首批登上去的呢？ So many years later, in 1999, Mallory's body was found.About 600 meters away from the top of the mountain. 那但是在1999年的时候呢，就找到了 Mallory 的尸体。但这个尸体是在什么地方找到的呢？是在离山顶有600米的位置。所以究竟那个 Mallory 和他的同伴登到了山顶没有？ It is not yet known. 还是不得而知。还是不得而知。So let's go on. Someone had once asked Mallory why he wanted to climb the most dangerous mountain in the world.
过去有人曾经问过 Mallory 为什么他要想要登上这种世界上最危险的山峰呢？
Because it's there, he answered. 他的回答是因为这个山在那个地方。Because it's there. Mary's answer was, because it's there. 因为这座山在哪里。So we see, Mary wanted to do things that nobody had ever done.
所以我们看到 Mary 她总是想做一些前人未做过的事。
So we see, Mary was a man with a will.
所以我们可以看到Mallory 是一个有决心的人。
Now, so much for this lesson.